Even other environmental groups are questioning the Wild Fish Conservancy's latest move.
It's overkill. It's going way too far. Pretty dramatic overreach.
Tim Bristol is the executive director of Salmon State, a salmon conservation agency. The group's mission is to protect the future of wild salmon in Alaska. And Bristol says the Endangered Species Act isn't the right tool to fix the declining king stocks.
I'm deeply worried that it will make a lot of people really oppose the Endangered Species Act or express concern about whether the Endangered Species Act still works or not. I think it's an important tool in the toolbox, but I think it's also a tool that needs to be used very judiciously, very carefully, and for very specific circumstances. And to just try to have a blanket series of listings for stocks from areas of the state that are widely different, I think is very concerning.
Freelance journalist Nat Hirst first reported the ESA petition. The Wild Fish Conservancy wrote a letter to the commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Doug Vincent Lang, in late May. It said their intent is to list and designate critical habitat for multiple populations of king salmon in southeast Alaska, southwest Alaska, and Cook Inlet. 3 years ago, the organization filed a lawsuit to protect a declining population of orcas in the Puget Sound by restoring king salmon to their fishing grounds. A federal judge in Washington state issued a ruling in early May that's likely to shut down trolling for king salmon in southeast Alaska for the summer. Bristol says the Wild Fish Conservancy was wrong to target the trollers. And now they're doubling down by trying to list king salmon populations as endangered.
This just takes it to a place where people shut down and they go into a defensive mode because of pending listing and potential litigation. And that's just, it's not the way we're going to be able to solve this problem.
If Alaska king salmon make it onto the endangered species list, it could mean the closure of commercial harvests of kings and punish other fisheries that accidentally catch them. Amy Daugherty is the executive director for the Alaska Trollers Association. She says the trollers are too busy fighting the closure of their fishery to plan for a potential ESA listing.
We haven't focused on that one yet just because we're still preparing for the appeals process of the first lawsuit. But shortly we will be taking a harder look at that after we see the filing.
Daugherty says soon enough, other fisheries will share the burden of the existential threat to the southeast trollers. The United Fishermen of Alaska is an umbrella organization representing 37 other fishing orgs from across Alaska. Tracy Welch is its executive director. She saw an outpouring of industry support for the trollers, and she expects that will grow even louder in the face of litigation that could affect more fisheries.
I think we've already seen industry support in that respect, but the fact that this has the potential to impact sport and subsistence along with commercial, I think, and hope that there will be, you know, more support throughout the state amongst user groups.
Commissioner Vincent Lang said that there's no way Alaska king stocks are in jeopardy of extinction. In an emailed statement, he said, quote, "The ESA is not the right tool to address issues related to low productivity. While the abundance of some stocks have taken a dip in recent years, the state has and will continue to take strong action to rebuild these stocks," end quote. The Wild Fish Conservancy hasn't filed the petition yet. Its letter to Vincent Lang, dated May 24th, said they would file one within 30 days. Reporting in Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.